squid?
Yep.
It's a bloody squid?
Yep.
A squid?
Yep.
Any ideas?
About what?
The squid.
Oh, no.
Me neither.
We can't keep running forever.
No, we can't. Hold on, I saw a sign a while back. Follow me.
Where are we going?
The most secure place in any city. Prison.
You can't just keep me here.
Can't I? My Andrew's got the place on lockdown. Nobody enters or leaves.
Somebody will know something's up. Eventually somebody will come.
Your friends are in our city with Celica. They can't help you.
They'll come.
If you say so. But not yet.
Nearly there.
Hope so. I have one out of control stitch right now.
There we are.
We're trapped.
And so am I. Clever work.
What is this place? Watertight prison cell? Interesting. So I'm guessing you need water. Otherwise you wouldn't have built a thing like this.
Perhaps.
So you're no threat anymore. We have you trapped. I can do what I like.
Livia.
What?
Be careful.
Be careful. This is about saving lives, Megan. How many people are at risk back home? How many of our friends and families' lives is this squid plotting to destroy?
I know. That's why you need to be careful.
Maybe so. But I've been attacked, and so have you. I say we give him a taste of what that feels like.
Do what you like. I will never betray my people.
He wanted to drown us and take the spoils. Maybe we should let the heir take him. We'll see how willing he is to defend his people when he can barely speak.
I will never betray my people.
Do you know what glass is?
Yeah, I think so.
It's sand. You heat it until it melts at 1700 degrees Celsius. But when it cools, it doesn't turn back into those coarse grains. It turns into something else, something new. And you know the most fascinating part? It never quite fully sets. It's not really a solid, but it's not a liquid either. It's an odd in-between entity, the randomness of a liquid with the order of a solid. And of course, completely transparent. You look out of the window and the last thing you see is the glass.
Why are you telling me this?
Because we are glass now. We were the sand, but now we are stuck in between. Our mirroring powers, our powers to absorb our surroundings and the ideas held within them, are reduced. Because now the oxygen we breathe comes with added silicon.
You're shapeshifters.
We live, hide, in the oceans. It's the best way. Mirroring the water was the best option and we should have stuck to it.
What happened?
As if you care.
We don't have to be enemies.
I think we do. But maybe you deserve to know why.
So what happened?
As time went on, many things found their way into our realm at the bottom of the ocean. Many things your people had discarded.
Glass?
Among other things.
Plastic?
Among other things. But the glass was perfect. At least it looked like it. It was transparent, strong, so we mirrored it, absorbed the idea of it, and we became it.
But it went wrong.
Yes. It stayed with us even after we reversed the transformation. It got into our lungs. Calcium, sodium, and silicon.
Well, what can I say? I'm so sorry, it must have been hell.
It still is. We are strong people, and we will not die from this so long as we unite as one. Tell me, Andrew, do you know what happens when silicon finds its way into human lungs?
I'm not sure I do.
Well, among other things, it can lead to bronchitis and lung cancer.
Your precious water is draining away. How does that make you feel?
I cannot absorb. I cannot mirror without water. I need water.
You want water? Talk.
Then I will die.
I can't watch this.
Megan! No, come back!
You betray your people. Why?
I'm not betraying them. I'm helping them. I'm saving them. Or at least I would be if I wasn't the only one talking.
Look, I don't think we have to be enemies. Not me and you, not your people and the human race.
Even after I've explained the situation?
Even after that, I accept that what the human, what my people did was wrong. But their actions were born of ignorance, not malice.
Is that your defense? They are ignorant, so they should be forgiven. And they're not guilty.
Of course they're guilty. They're guilty of many things. We're not perfect, none of us are. But we are not one people, we are many, an imperfect race made of imperfect individuals.
Even so, don't you believe the guilty should be punished?
Well, yes, of course, but...
You have laws, you have treaties, and if one of them is broken...
Of course the guilty should be punished, but before that, the accused should be tried in the proper manner.
But there are no laws, there are no treaties, nobody will listen. The police will not believe that we are a threat. We both know this, that's why your friends ventured into our city.
How do you know that?
You are many, true. And you claim the calamity upon us is the work of individuals and not numbers. Who?
Well, I couldn't possibly.
You can't prove it. It's not possible. With your technology and your might, you cannot. And if you cannot, we cannot.
Well...
We cannot. And in the absence of the accused, I accuse you all of negligence, of ignorance, of failure to open your eyes to the consequences of your actions.
But Jasmine...
My name is Aradna, and I'm sorry, but our people can never be friends.
Can't we? Surely we can come to some sort of compromise.
To compromise is human, and I am not human. I am an Ankala Ramphco, I am a Nifiko Ramphco, and you, I name you the Zuzulaga Ramphco.
I don't know what that means. Look, can I leave now? Because what have you done to me?
How's your heart feeling?
It feels... Well, it hurts. That's how it's feeling.
Good. That's a good reaction. Let's keep it that way, I think.
What's going to happen to me?
Nothing for now. But in the days to come, you'll have a pivotal role. Once the first strike comes, you'll be our most important soldier, the Zuzulaga Ramphco.
I won't fight for you.
Oh... But I don't need you to. I just need your heartbeats. Water.
Ah! Come on! I know you're involved with this. You found us snooping and led us away. You have something planned with Andrew and Jasmine. I know you do. Why do you stay quiet? Why do you not tremble at my threats? You will die. Are you not a pivotal part of your scheme, deputy leader? What will happen if you die? Tell me. What will change? What will go wrong? What parts of the puzzle will fall out of line? Think about that. And then think about whether you're so loyal to your people after that.
I am but a soldier. I have a job to do.
So why aren't you doing it? You failed, admit it. Your plan is coming apart, but you don't need to die for it. Come on.
I have one job. A pivotal one.
Very good. Tell me more.
I am the Hazagana Ramphco. I follow my leader's instructions to the letter as a loyal citizen. I swore my loyalty to my city, to my people, and I will defend them to my last breath. You want to know my role in this fight?
Yes.
I have but one purpose to fulfill in this war to come, and it is nearly complete.
What do you mean?
You are too late. The weapon is already primed.
My heartbeat.
It's such a funny thing, isn't it? The human heart. It's there your whole life, in the middle of your chest, with only lungs, bone, and skin to protect it. Such a fragile thing. And yet barely anyone ever notices that it's ticking, beating, pulsing a regular drum, counting down, until one day, you're out of time. Nobody really knows when that will be. Usually fate decides when the clock stops, but not for you, Zuzulaga Ramphco.
Just tell me, what have you done to my heart?
I've done nothing. But Andrew here has planted a little something inside it. There's a new countdown now, with a finite number. And when that reaches zero, oh, there will be fire.
Andrew is the weapon.
Correct.
Does that hurt?
Death is painful. You cannot worsen it.
That's a shame.
I know.
Doesn't mean I can't enjoy it, though.
I know.
You killed him?
Yeah.
Why?
Every death is pointless, unless you give it a meaning. Unless you die for something. Something you believe in. Every one of us, every member of the Ramphco, is willing to lay down our lives for the cause, to prevent our city from falling, to prevent our world from ending.
We need to go.
Yeah, before they... Yeah, we should leave.
Quickly.
Because the authorities would never believe us. They'd not take the threat we knew existed seriously. So we found the evidence, by whatever means necessary. And now, they have no choice but to take us seriously.
Celica is dead?
Long live Celica.
No, I cannot possibly accept...
I grant you the position and title of Celica, commissioner of this city. Follow me.
As you wish, sir. Sorry, sir, this is all a bit unexpected.
Nerves are expected, citizen. Not many receive a call such as this, and even fewer, while the alarms are sounding.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. I am, of course, humbled and grateful.
With time and patience, citizen, you will triumph. That is why I have chosen you. Now follow me. Do not make your Kanang ask twice.
Yes, sir. He died of dehydration, sir. By my guess, he was trapped in the torture room.
But by whom?
Excellent question, sir. I can check surveillance footage.
Very good.
No reported sightings, but images of two women, human women, sir. Looks like an interrogation.
Humans? Intriguing. Well, they can't have got far.
Flagging up the transfer pod, it's their only real exit.
Good strategy.
That's odd. It's been used recently.
Quick, quick, quick!
Do you know how to use this thing?
Absolutely no idea.
But if they've gone to Jasmine and Andre...
Then this is how they got there. We just need to follow them.
Excuse me. Everything seems according to plan.
Yes, mostly.
Mostly?
Well, this wasn't part of the plan, wasn't it?
You complaining?
Not at all. It's just Celica wouldn't approve.
Celica's dead by now.
True. Long live Celica.
Long live Celica.
Who did the simulation say our glorious Kanang would choose?
Anjano. You won't be a threat.
Are you okay? You're covered in...
I'm fine.
Are you sure? You've got some cuts from the mirror.
Yeah, so do you. Don't touch me.
Right, right. Andrew and Jasmine must be out here. Let's go.
Oh, come on. Do you even have a plan? Do you have any idea what you're walking into?
Nope. But there's only one way to find out.
Are you ready?
Well... Let's find out.
What's the time? Yes. She should be here by now. Good luck.
You too.
Hello, Olivia.
Hello, Jasmine. Pleased to meet you.